Okay, so.
I'm saying something much simpler. I'm saying everything takes place within the context of the eternal and the infinite. That right now we're sitting, not in a room, but in infinity. And this moment is not 8:35 on Sunday. This moment is eternity. And that one of the most potent forces in this existence is the meeting of any two existence, any two organisms, any two entities. And that that meeting, particularly when it's two human beings, has a complete and profound impact within the context of eternity and infinity. It goes all the way back, and it goes all the way forward. And the human mind, my mind, your mind, any human mind, cannot and will not ever be able to comprehend, because the mind has limits in what it can comprehend, cannot ever comprehend both the complexity and the meaning of any such meeting. We can only participate, we can only experience it. And what all of us tend to do is limit down that experience to what we're familiar with, what we feel good about, what we judge, what we can handle, what we feel we can handle. My contention is you can handle a lot more. And then you get concepts like the word you were using, human bonding. Very limited concept. Very limited view, very limited action in terms of two complex human beings meeting in space and time. Again, it's like I said to David, I can tell you my view on it, but I can't tell you how I know to make the statement that all relationships are eternal, other than I know it. It's a mystical understanding. I'm not happy about it.
Okay, but it's not good or bad, it just is.
Yes.
Okay.
But like I say, I'm not happy about it. I did not consider it good news when I first realized it.
But the scary part of it is only the personalities. Those relationships are forever. And the personalities don't go on forever.
The scary part of it to me is the responsibility and how we always seem to disregard that responsibility. How we always seem to, most of us, fall short of living that responsibility. The endpoint implication of that statement is exactly the answer to your dilemma. If you want an antidote, the only antidote I know to the problem, and it is a problem that you put on the table of, well, I see the dilemma of bonding with people, this person, that person, and there's certain people I'd rather not get to know or spend time with or get close to, and others that seem more like-minded, that I guess it's okay, it'd be less problematic. And everybody lives with this sense of problem in relating and dealing with other people. You know, the friend